Welcome to Triad Arts Up Close. I'm David Ford. It began in Greensboro and grew for the past several years under the name Art Beat when the organizers decided to bring the United Arts Council of Greater Greensboro into the picture. It seemed like a perfect way for the council to support the arts at an entirely different level. They rescheduled the event from the spring to the fall to include the college and university communities, and in 2011 rebranded it to 17 Days. This year's 17 Days Arts and Culture Festival in Greensboro will run from September 21st to October 7th and includes performances by saxophone great Branford Marsalis, choral master Mamadou Diabaté, the Harlem Quartet, and that's a small sampling of just the music offerings. This year, literally all of the arts will be represented during the festival, and you'll find links to the complete calendar on our website, wfdd.org/triadarts. In the meantime, UAC President and CEO Tom Fillion and Proximity Hotel Executive Chef Lee Hessling drop by to talk with me about 17 Days.
And it was born last year. We had about 60,000 participants over the 2.5 weeks last year, about 100 events, and received tremendous support from the media community, which, of course, then we use to fuel the marketplace in a collaborative way, you know, whether it's Triad Stage or Elsewhere Collaborative or the UNCG New Music Festival or the Weatherspoon. You know, it's a way for us to support the arts and the community in a totally different new way.
That concept is spread like wildfire. And this year, you're looking at even more submissions.
Yeah, 135 events. Again, same time period, 17 days, September 21 through October 7th. Everything, music, theater, dance, visual arts, spoken word, history, mystery, and chocolate.
See, I was going to fill in that blank. Perfect segue. Thank you. Hey, and Lee's here from Proximity and Green Valley.
Green Valley Grill.
And you're introducing us to the, since it's Triad Arts Up Close, the Art of Chocolate.
Art of Chocolate, indeed.
During 17 days.
Yeah.
It's a 5-course meal you'll be preparing?
Yeah, 5-course meal, and chocolate features as a component in every course. So savory and sweet, it's really slick.
Chocolate's, as if there was such a thing, a renaissance for chocolate, but it seems to be on a lot of minds these days.
Well, you know, there's a lot of health benefits with chocolate that people, you know, choose to believe.
Yeah, right.
Like, and want to believe.
And want to believe, that's right. And, you know, let's face it, it tastes fantastic. So, you know, a lot of folk don't realize what kind of applications it can have in a savory component. It adds so much depth of flavor in a savory kind of setting.
I'm a big fan of mole sauce.
There you go. That's a perfect example of it.
What's a common misuse of chocolate when amateurs are trying to bring that into their cooking? Or even when professionals, you go to a restaurant and, ooh, that's not quite hitting the mark.
It's the overuse of the chocolate. When you're using it in a savory application, you got to know when enough's enough, because you don't want it to be too sweet and overpowering. The chocolate should complement what you're using.
Let's get into the various courses now for September 28th at the Proximity.
At the Proximity Hotel, that's
folks
right.
Folks will be treated to your presentation of a 5-course meal, each with chocolate elements. Let's start from the top. What do we got?
Yeah, well, you know, we're going to start with the passing hors d'oeuvres. And I'd say the star of that little lineup is a chocolate bacon brioche slider.
Slider.
Oh, yeah.
Bacon,
so, you know, we had to put bacon in there somewhere.
Bacon. I can imagine those would pair really well. A little salt, a little chocolate, a little sweet.
Exactly right. You know, a little buttery brioche roll. Yum, right?
Wow.
And then, you know, we roll into the first course, which is a raspberry bib salad with dark chocolate shavings and golden raspberry vinaigrette. Oh, yeah.
My thanks to Proximity Hotel Executive Chef Lee Hessling and United Arts Council of Greater Greensboro President and CEO Tom Fillion. 17 Days Arts and Culture Festival in Greensboro will run from September 21st to October 7th. You'll find a link to this amazing calendar of performances, exhibits, and more on our website, wfdd.org/triadarts. I'm David Ford. Thanks for listening.